Well, it's already been a terrific season of the Dorset Theater Festival in Dorset, Vermont. Next up is John Patrick Shanley's unlikely Irish romance Outside Mullingar in its regional premiere, opening July 30th and running through August 15th. Then comes Paul Rudnick's I Hate Hamlet, which runs the 15th of August through the 5th of September, about a young television actor who grudgingly accepts the role of Hamlet, only to be haunted by the ghost of John Barrymore in full costume. Dina Janis is the DTF artistic director. She joins us this morning to tell us about all of the fun, and we welcome her to the program. How are you?
Good. Thank you very much.
Very nice to have you with us. We should mention that before Outside Mullingar closes, you still have a couple of performances left of...
Yes, actually, we're doing another regional premiere of a wonderful adaptation of Sherlock Holmes and the Case of the Jersey Lily by the wonderful playwright Katie Forgette from Seattle. And we are running that through the weekend.
Okay, so yeah. Last call on that one, but
last
we still
That's
get
right.
to see that
yes.
Over the weekend. So... well, let's talk a little bit about the season.
Yeah.
You have some great premieres, world premieres, regional premieres. When you put together a season, how do you decide, oh, well, this not only what you want, but
right.
what you can actually get to
right.
make that the premiere?
Well, you know, we've really pulled forward and we do a lot of new play development. We've done a bunch of new play premieres or regional premieres. So I basically try to put together a season for Dorset Theater Festival that is... what I consider something relevant and moving. And this year we were really excited to do also a regional premiere of Intimate Apparel by Lynn Nottage. A play like that I just feel is super important to bring to the region. And then, of course, getting Outside Mullingar and being able to get the rights for that and bring it in with a team that actually helped develop it. The director is a lifelong friend of Shanley's. So it's been kind of special. Some of my personal connections come into play. I knew John. I've met him multiple times because I work with Labyrinth Theater Company quite a bit, where he's one of the resident playwrights. So a lot of times I put together seasons based on my own personal connections to the playwrights, and that's one of the things that we do at the festival a lot.
So let's talk a little bit about Outside Mullingar.
Yeah.
This was just on Broadway last year at MTC, and it is... It's a beautiful play. I have not seen it. I have read it.
It's beautiful.
And it's a beautiful piece of work.
It really
work.
Is, yeah.
So talk a little bit about that creative team and what they're doing here at Dorset.
Well, John Gold Rubin was the co-artistic director of Labyrinth for many years, and he also runs a company called The Private Theater. He's just a brilliant director and really good friend of John's. So I think his brother-in-law, actually Doug Hughes, directed the production on Broadway. So he has a long history with the play. It was written originally as a one act and developed at Labyrinth. It's been great having him in the room, and the cast is wonderful. Just an amazing cast. Jonathan Hogan, Mary Bacon, Jennifer Harmon, and Michael Hayden. And that's just been amazing. But we've also been really working with the designers on this to try to approach it not so much a quaint Irish, you know, Lucky Charms version. But John is really interested in getting at the more spiritual elements that Shanley wrote in the play. So we've got a really creative team, including set designer Narelle Sissons, who's quite an astounding designer, and a video designer, video projection, which we're using for the first time in our production here. So the design part of it has been concentrating more on the spiritual elements of the play. Clearly, it's set in Ireland, and it's a love letter to Ireland in many ways, but we feel it kind of goes beyond that sort of quaint, charming Irish, you know, Irish brogue kind of a play to really more universal themes.
I don't think I've ever asked an artistic director this question before, and I just sort of thought of it, and I'm curious.
Yeah,
is this your like the sweet spot of your season where you say if we're going to have something like this? Damn it, I want it to be at the end of July and the beginning of August.
Yeah.
Or is it more of a case of, well, this is when we can get everybody?
Truthfully, I think it's a little of both. It is a question of when you can get people, but I think it's also it's a type of play that you want to put it on when you know you have a great exposure. And of course, this is that moment for us in terms of our summer season. But it's also a question of availability, you know, and the playwright, when you're dealing with people like that, that are working a lot and you know you want them to come in and be able to participate, you try to work around their schedules. And we do that often for especially new play premieres when you're dealing with a cast or a writer that's out there working a lot.
I know you did this last year with mm-hmm. Red, and,
yes.
And you're doing it this year, where you're taking things that have just been on Broadway and
right.
just have and bring them and have them have their regional premieres.
That's right.
That turnaround time seems a lot quicker than it used to be.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, frankly, I'm lucky because I do have connections business-wise,
yeah.
So I kind of hustle to get those premieres first. You know, we were given the regional premiere of Clyburn Park, for instance.
Yeah.
And that comes through just, I guess, putting my own credibility on the line with people I know and making a pitch for them giving it to us. And I think we've just been lucky that way in many ways.
Another great show.
Yeah.
Let's talk in the few remaining minutes that we have
sure.
left about the rest of the season. Then comes, Outside Mongar opens July 30th. It runs
right.
through August 15th. And then comes I Hate Hamlet for
right.
the remainder of the season
right.
up until Labor Day.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the board members, Kim Beattie, is Richard Rogers' granddaughter and longtime friends of Rudnick, who I adore. I think he's just an absolute genius. And it's a real love letter to the theater. So when I was looking for something that was funny, which you try to do something like that every
yeah.
summer, it just seemed like a great thing to revive. And we have David Lansbury coming in and doing Barrymore and a wonderful cast. And it's going to be hilarious and a blast, frankly. It's men in tights behaving badly, running around doing funny things. And it's really fun.
You know, I love going to Dorset because there is a there's such a beautiful vibe there.
Yeah.
It's a very comfortable place to see a show.
Yeah.
You go in, you can just enjoy it. I don't know what there is about it that sort of takes everything else away.
Yeah.
And you can just enjoy the work.
Thank you. Yeah. I think that's one of the biggest comments we get. And, you know, since I've been there, it's this mix of sort of pristine, quintessential, you're in a barn, it's the village of Dorset, mixed with yet you're seeing something that's cutting edge or just recently on Broadway with A-list team coming in to do it. So that's kind of what we're going for. So I'm glad to know it's working. You know, that's the idea, that we can bring in that kind of quality, but yet the experience is so unique to Vermont, I think, and to Dorset Village, which is quite a unique place, really.
Well, and just it's picture perfect.
It is.
And the
it's
Playhouse
great.
Fits
yeah.
in so beautifully, and certainly not to be underplayed is the great work that you've done and
sure.
the great work that all the people there. So if folks haven't been out there yet, my goodness, you should go over and check it out. Well, thank you very much coming in this morning, and thank
Appreciate
you so much
it.
for the great work that you brought to the region.
Thank you very much.
Really
Appreciate
good stuff.
It. Yeah.
Outside Mullingar runs July 30th through August 15th, and then comes I Hate Hamlet. You can find out more because they have all kinds of great programs in the season, and we're just touching a little bit of it. You can go to DorsetTheaterFestival.org for more information. DorsetTheaterFestival.org. Dina Janoff, thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's so nice to have you here. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.